You know, for example, if during the day, if we don't remember Dharma, then we have nothing to practice. You know, we can't then unify Dharma with our daily activities, and we can't use Dharma to solve our delusion problems. Yeah. So to remember Dharma during our day, we need to improve our memory or our mindfulness. In How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe-la says that mindfulness is essential whenever we are listening to, contemplating, meditating on Dharma. It's the life force of Dharma practice. And when we train in trying to memorize a sentence or two of Dharma, then we're improving our mindfulness, which will have many, many benefits, you know. You know, for example, let's say if we memorize the instruction from the introduction on Friday, the determination, I must develop and maintain a warm heart and a feeling of being close to all living beings without exception. If we have that memorized, we can use that in daily life. Okay? And wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we can internally develop that thought. I must develop and maintain a warm heart and a feeling of being close before we walk into that business meeting, when we're commuting on the train, when we're sitting in the dentist office and we're a little bit anxious. I think I must develop and maintain a warm heart and a feeling being close. Like this, we could be making that determination many times throughout the day because we've memorized that Dharma instruction. It's like nectar, you know. We can hold it in our mind, mix our mind with its meaning. The more we make that determination is a mental action or karma. Every time we make that determination, I must develop and maintain a warm heart and a feeling being close to all living beings without exception. That we're creating a potential to accomplish that in the future. The more we make that determination, the more quickly we will accomplish that realization. But if that determination depends upon opening the book, it won't happen as often. You know, if we keep it in our heart, we can use it to solve our daily problems, to make ourselves and others happy. It's nectar, you know. And then we think, I want that. I want that in my heart. I want Dharma in my mind. Geshe-la continues, if we have it here at our heart, then because we memorized, we can use day and night, even during dream. So wonderful. Memorizing, contemplating, meditating continually. Meditating. Out of meditation, contemplation still remains. Because we're remembering Dharma. You know, we can contemplate it. Mix it with our daily activities. Later for us, contemplation still remains. In this way, our mind will develop great familiarity with Dharma, which is our actual protection and refuge. So then Dharma and our mind are mixed together. Otherwise, Dharma there, our mind here, it is quite difficult. When we memorize Dharma books and sadhanas, we are storing huge precious jewels of Dharma in the store of our mind. Later for us, Dharma comes naturally from our mind, day and night, even during sleep. This is a very good sign. This is because the treasury of our mind is full of the jewels of Dharma, which will never decrease. The more we use them, the more they will increase. Okay, so with this encouragement, maybe we'd like to try to memorize the contemplation. It's just two sentences. They're kind of long sentences, but it's just two sentences. Just two sentences. You know? We can gradually learn. Okay? Of course, at first, our recollection of the contemplation is rough and not very clear. Okay? At first. Okay? And it requires, you know, a lot of effort to learn and remember new words and phrases as we're gradually memorizing it. Okay, it takes some effort to learn and remember those phrases. But if we continually repeat it again and again, improving our familiarity, just enjoy bringing that holy speech, Buddhist speech, into our heart, and we repeat it again and again, our familiarity grows, and it gradually becomes clearer and clearer in our mind until it's crystal clear. Okay? And we can recall it with very little effort. I think we'll feel so encouraged, you know? And then once we've memorized it, then we should use it often so we don't forget it. Okay? So then we can use that contemplation in our sadhanas, or we can use it at any time, just sitting in, on the couch going, okay, I think I've looked at enough of that, I'll put that down, I'll do that contemplation, like this. Mix our mind with Dharma, solve our problem of boredom, discontent, anxiety, by developing virtuous states of mind. We can do it because we memorize it, we use it, and then we don't forget it. And it goes deeper, deeper, deeper. And then, you know, because we've memorized it, it instantly appears in our mind just through thinking about it. Okay? It's inside, not outside. We don't have to look at a computer or externally at a book. At first we do to memorize, and then, but then if we memorize one or two sentences like this, then it instantly appears in our mind just through thinking about it. And now we're inside, okay? Which means that now we can contemplate this from our heart, okay? We can mentally repeat this contemplation, which is so precious, you know? We can mentally contemplate from our heart while concentrating on its meaning. We're inside with our spiritual guide contemplating these holy words. When the meaning of this Dharma touches our heart, good results come. Because then our mind transforms into renunciation, great compassion, faith in the three jewels, bodhicitta, and so forth, like that. How extraordinary, incredible. It's too bad we can't see the karmic effect of what that's going to be, because we would be really enthusiastic about this practice, you know? So we can have this experience. And if we just start small, memorize some Dharma, get a feeling for it, use it in your daily life, to solve your problems, make yourself and others happy, and then our confidence and our enthusiasm for this will grow. And then just naturally, through our own wish, we'll start to memorize more and more Dharma, if we want to, you know? So it's just some encouragement.